and welcome to Connected Roots, Educational Insights for a Better World. This podcast is a collective effort brought to you by the Humane Education Coalition. Connected Roots features inspiring interviews and stories from experts in the field of humane education. I'm your host, Megan Moon, president and founder of the Coalition. We are a global alliance for collective impact. We collaborate with partners in the human rights, environmental ethics, and animal protection sectors to achieve common goals and support their work. You can learn more at hecoalition.org. On episode 15, we welcome Desiree Jones Hartwig, board member at the Association of Professional Humane Educators, or APHE. APHE is a membership organization that promotes humane education and provides professional development, resources, and networking for those who foster empathy toward people, animals, and the environment. Welcome to Connected Roots, and thanks so much for joining me today, Desiree.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to connect with you and talk about humane education and APHE.
I am as well. Why don't you start by sharing a little background information about APHE for our listeners? When was the organization founded, and what is its purpose?
Well, APHE stands for the Association of Professional Humane Educators, and it's a membership organization, a professional non-for-profit, and it provides professional development opportunities and networking for people who are interested in promoting humane attitudes toward people, animals, and our environment. It was founded in the 1970s, specifically in California, and was first known as the Western Humane Educators Association. WHEA is what they called it. They changed it slightly in the 80s to expand to the Western Coast and became the Western Humane and Environmental Educators Association, also WHEA, with an additional E. And in 1995, WHEA expanded nationally to become the Association of Professional Humane Educators, or APHE, as we so lovingly refer to it. And it does retain its commitment, the original commitment of WHEA, to promote humane and environmental education, but no longer is restricted by, you know, geographic regions. So it's exciting that it has been around for quite a long time, 40 years it's been around. So doing good work for a really long time. And the purpose, really, it was developed to be a place where people who are, you know, people with their feet on the ground, doing that hard work, getting into classrooms, into other public spaces, into, you know, community centers, to really promote empathy through education. And doing that by providing professional development opportunities and networking opportunities, offering tools for humane educators, resource guides, lesson plan handbooks, those types of things. And then also, of course, supporting research that demonstrates the beneficial impact of humane education.
That's fantastic. I had no idea APHE had such a long history.
Yeah, I was talking with a longtime member at our national conference that we had recently, and she was saying that their first conference, they were at someone's house and they all were in sleeping bags and sleeping over. It was like a camp out, and she was just talking about how much it's evolved since then. But it really has kept that core mission of being a resource, getting people together to share ideas, and just make sure that we can all do the best work possible.
Well, as a member of APHE for about a decade, believe it or not, I know all about the many benefits of membership for humane educators, and I've taken advantage of a few of those benefits in my own work as well in this field. Could you just describe those benefits for those who maybe aren't as familiar?
Yeah, APHE, as I mentioned, really our goal is to provide people in the field with as many resources and opportunities as possible. And so we provide networking opportunities in the form of our national conference, as well as this amazing listserv that we provide that gets people from the whole organization, hundreds of people together virtually every single day to exchange ideas and field questions and things like that. We also, as a membership benefit, provide our Humane Education quarterly newsletter that is written by our members and gives people lesson plan ideas, book reviews, also just hot topics in the field. We provide special discounts with various organizations. For instance, Red Rover has a discount, and the Academy of Pro-Social Learning also has discounts in association with the APHE membership, and of course, a discount on attending our national conference, which is really a tremendous resource that we offer as part of APHE.
Excellent. Well, let's talk about the Humane Education Conference for a minute. What do you think makes this such a valuable professional development opportunity for humane educators?
I think, and you can join me in on this too, Megan, because I know you've been to the conference many times. So I think that the conference brings people together in a way that nothing else can. And I know after I attended my first conference, which has been going on 15 years, I think 14 or 15 years ago is when I attended my first conference, and I was green when it came to humane education. I came from a theater education background, so I knew about young people, but I still was really trying to get a hold of what this field was all about and what I was getting myself into. And I came back from that conference with a sense of purpose and with a sense of myself as a humane educator. And just knowing that I now had a network and I now had access to tools that I never thought existed. And so the conference, also provides, of course, your standard conference presentations, your networking events, workshops. But I think the most amazing thing, and delicious food too, actually, I have to say, we have some really good food. but I think that the relationships that are built at the conference, being physically there with people, with like-minded people, is just so empowering and invigorating as someone who is doing the work day in and day out to get together with other people to share stories, to share frustrations, to share successes, is probably the most powerful week of the whole year for me.
Yeah, I agree. It's so wonderful to have an opportunity to connect face-to-face with other humane educators who are doing similar work in their regions. It's a very empowering experience.
Yeah. And one thing that I think is unique to our conference, and I'm really proud of, is that we offer limited scholarships to qualified members to help get people who maybe wouldn't have the means to attend the conference otherwise. We have the Nathania Gartman Memorial Scholarship Fund. Nathania Gartman was one of the founding members of APHE, and the scholarship fund was founded under her name because she just had this strong sense that anyone who wants to do this work should be able to access the conference. So every year we give out thousands and thousands of dollars worth of scholarship money to help support people to get them here, because we feel it's such important work that people should have access to.
Mm-hmm, I agree. I think that message of accessibility and inclusivity is critical, especially in the work of humane education. It's wonderful that those scholarships are available.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Great. Well, I know you've been working in the field of humane education for several years, Desiree. Our listeners at Connected Roots range from brand new educators who are just getting started to seasoned professionals. Whether they are new to humane education or quite experienced, I think we are all always looking for new resources. What are some of your favorite humane education resources, and where do you turn for support in your work in this field?
I want to focus on two places that I think are the most valuable resources that I've found for my work. The first one is the APHE listserv. And as I mentioned earlier, that is a member benefit. It's a member only listserv, and it's a place where people can, if you're not familiar with the listserv kind of framework, it's really an email platform where you can type in a question, or, you know, if maybe you're having an issue or something like that. So you can share that with the listserv, and then people email back to the listserv their answers or suggestions or their resources. And you can get those as a daily digest. So you can get all the emails once a day that have been going through, or you can get them in real time, which is also really cool that you can potentially get an answer back immediately if you post something on the listserv. And one thing that I've found being on that listserv and having that access to that immediate virtual community every single day, I'm always astonished, and I shouldn't be, because I know that people in the field of humane education are very generous, but I'm always just floored at how freely people are willing to share their ideas. I mean, humane education is very much a place where we want to support each other in the work. So people are very willing to share their resources. If they've done a program and someone's looking for ideas for a very similar program, people will freely provide very often what they're doing. And it helps us all to not have to always be recreating the wheel. You know, if you don't find what you're looking for on the listserv, my next place that I look, sometimes it's my first place that I look actually, is the resource library on the APHE website. And this is, it kind of happened as an extension of the listserv because people were sharing a lot of files, a lot of PDFs of programs, Excel spreadsheets, this, that, the other thing. And so what we've done is created a Google Drive, and people can upload resources to share. These resources are organized by themes, so you can, you know, look through if you're looking for things for Boy Scouts or Girl Scouts, if you're looking for things that teach environmental education, if you're looking for dog safety, you can go through and find different resources that people have posted on there. And that is always evolving, always changing. There's always new stuff on there. And that's a tremendous resource as well.
Fantastic. Thank you for sharing those, Desiree. So we connect with educators from all over the world at the Coalition who I know would appreciate the benefits of APHE membership. Does APHE have members from places outside the United States?
Absolutely. That's one thing that I think makes APHE such an exciting organization to be a part of. We, of course, as I mentioned, started in California, expanded on the West Coast, have went national, and now are legitimately international. We have several members in Canada who regularly attend our conferences. We have a member in China, Australia, the United Arab Emirates, the Netherlands, and the United Kingdom. And we're hoping to spread out even farther and connect with humane educators even farther across the planet.
I love that. And I hope the Coalition can be a source of support for that as well. In our last few minutes here, Desiree, do you have any words of wisdom to share with listeners who may just be getting started in humane education? Any tips that could help them feel inspired and stay motivated?
Yeah, I think first I do have to plug APHE because I do think that people just getting started, if you're not utilizing APHE as a resource, it's tremendous, and it will really provide a lot of encouragement, a lot of ideas. So really check that out as a resource, first of all. But also, I think reaching out to other local humane educators, if you know of any in the community, maybe that means their animal control officers, maybe an environmental education center. There's a lot of social justice organizations that are really popping up that are really working to promote humane education in a big way, connecting with those organizations. There's a lot of really amazing partnerships going on throughout the United States, all over, and seeing what you can do to form relationships and build partnerships. I think that is a great place to start because people are doing some great work. So engaging with other people is a great way to keep your energy up and to, widen your reach.
Excellent. Thank you again, Desiree, for joining us today on Connected Roots. The Coalition is thrilled to partner with APHE to support educators and organizations worldwide in our collective effort to create a better world through education. We really look forward to collaborating with APHE on programs and initiatives that will benefit all of us.
Thank you. I'm looking forward to it as well.
You can learn more about APHE at APHE.org or find them on Facebook at the handle APHE Network. This concludes our episode of Connected Roots. Thanks for tuning in. Visit or subscribe to our podcast at hecoalition.org/podcast for news, heartfelt stories, educational experiences, and moments of kindness from changemakers around the world. Please also consider sponsoring our podcast. Your sponsorship allows us to continue this educational program for our global network of listeners who rely on the resources we share. Visit hecoalition.org/give for details. Thanks again for listening to Connected Roots, and thank you for all you do to create a compassionate, just, and sustainable world.